Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
A drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 13th, is that right?
Already.
Unluckiest day in December. Let's see.
Did we just start the 12 days of Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
On the first
no.
day of...
If you fucking... No, that is the most annoying song ever written. we are so fortunate
Santa Claus is watching, Jeremy.
Have our lovely guests still with us. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
We've been
two
here for
turtle doves.
Okay.
So we've been here for 2 days now.
They're here just hanging out at the house, you know?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's lovely. We love your home.
We don't want you to leave.
Yes.
We may have imprisoned them in the back room. We may not be letting them go. They're forced. Yes.
How have you guys been enjoying the gruel?
I'd like some more.
Excited for some wine?
May I have some more wine, Governor?
All right, Sarah, pull out today's
pick.
It's great Foley work.
Ooh, okay, right hook. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Bulgaria. Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Look at that cute little guy.
Do you know who would like that bottle?
So cute.
Matt Hoy would love this bottle. My husband Matt would love this bottle. I'm quite excited about this.
Okay, why would he love this bottle? Tell me about it.
He loves boxing and getting punched in the face.
Yes.
And I think that is what this bottle says to me.
Yeah,
get punched in the face. I mean,
perfect for Matt Hoy.
The man's knuckles are literally bloody. It looks like.
I would love a poster of this label.
It's gorgeous.
Because we've got the old-timey looking boxer with the handlebar mustache and tattoos.
And a little crown.
What's going on with behind him? It's like a shadow with the crown. Like, what is it saying?
Shadow. I feel like there's a lot to interpret on this. We've got, I'm fine, right hook, left hook, armor,
see. Podcast there for a second.
Across his forehead, it says, without compromise. I'm very intrigued. It's from Bulgaria.
It could be that it's supposed to be his collarbone, but it looks a little bit... oh, look, Anchor calling back to yesterday to yes. Paolo. yeah, it's an interesting bottle.
Well,
nice
label.
I don't know if
after the last one, I think, was a little understated. Very nice. Nice illustration. Kind of
a lot going on.
A lot of fun. Possibly just a stock illustration. Or like AI generated, but nice.
Very nice. Tell us about this one. What can you tell us about this?
What we're looking at here, this is a Bulgarian wine, a Cabernet Sauvignon. So right away, probably a varietal that you aren't familiar with and from a region you don't really associate with much. I'm joking, of course, about the varietal. Cabernet Sauvignon being one of the most common wines.
Where are we, latitude, longitude, Bulgaria? What are we looking at as far as, like, I'm growing grapes in America, where am I?
I don't have that information right in front of me. But, yeah, we're definitely talking about Eastern Europe, former Soviet vassal state.
Yes.
A lot of grit there, but this is a region where they have been making wine since apparently 4000 BC.
Whoa!
So they're not new at this. They just apparently have never really developed a reputation for doing it well.
Got it.
But I'm interested in this one.
Could supply chain be an issue of getting it out of Bulgaria to the world?
I mean, during the Cold War, I'm sure it was.
Right.
So this is 14% alcohol.
Oh,
this is the
highest.
This is the booziest wine we've had so far, and still not as boozy as what I usually buy. But
but I like the right hook thing. Like it's gonna punch I'm looking in the face.
I felt like a little punch.
I'm looking
there.
For something big. I like a cab, so looks nice. Got some legs.
It's got a nice nose.
What do you think?
I don't mind it. Getting a lot of fruit. It's not wimpy.
Even a little leather. A little leather.
Yeah, a little horse blanket.
Yum.
I'm seeing a little fact here that says that in the late 1970s, Bulgaria was considered one of the largest wine exporters in the world.
Really?
In the 70s?
In the late 70s.
Fascinating.
Like, who shot JR? Is that the late 70s? Maybe that was the early 80s.
I think there's a lot of places that make a lot of wine, export a lot of wine, and perhaps just not to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That's really true.
That's a great point.
Among them, Bulgaria.
This is a lot fruitier and jammier than I was expecting.
But not too sweet.
No, it's
which
it's
I
not.
Like.
Not.
It's which I like. Nice. I don't like it too sweet.
I think
sweet.
The finish is mm-hmm. nice. I like it.
Yeah, despite all that, manages to be fairly light in some mm-hmm. ways.
It's, not heavy.
Okay. You guys ready to break?
Sure.
That's right. So, we are back.
We're back!
For starters. I can actually tell you the last time I knowingly had Bulgarian wine, which would have been in either 1999 or 2000, when I was a wee college student, and we had driven out, a group of us, to Liquorland.
Ooh. Did you need a passport?
I was not 21. I needed a fake ID passport. With my brother's name on it, but that I did not need a passport to go to Liquorland. And they had a sitting out. You know how they do sometimes at the stores? They'll have a cart full of discounted shit. And like normally, it's very disappointing. Normally it's like, oh, it's this like $1 off this shitty thing. Yeah. There's no deep discounts, but this was deep, deep discounts. Let me tell you, these were like $1 and $2 items in this cart. And we were just like, oh my God, we fucking struck gold. Because we were children and we didn't know better. This would be a red flag these days. So the guy from the liquor store, as if that wasn't enough red flags, this guy comes by and like clearly sees the situation. Like these guys shouldn't even be in here.
Right.
And he says, you guys, you can have that whole cart for like $30 or something.
We were like,
oh my God. Oh my God. This is amazing. So we took this whole cart of just random gross liquor. And in that cart was a few bottles of this Bulgarian wine, vintage 1989.
Wow.
So this dude, I won't call him my friend because I never really liked him, but he was on this liquor store run and he was like, you guys, check out this vintage. This is from Bulgaria in 1989. This is Soviet wine.
Yes.
And it was so bad. Granted, it was probably way past its drinkable date, but it was so fucking bad. And as far as I know, I have not had Bulgarian wine since then. It had like silt in it. It was brown.
Wow.
It was nasty. It was like, you're a freshman in college and you're pouring it out. That's bad wine.
That's very bad wine. It's very bad.
So this is much better than that. This is like a legit wine. I'm not blown away by it, but I like it. It's dry, kind of fruity, relatively light, especially for being 14% alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to mince words. It's 14% alcohol. You get 4 jingle bells. I'm not prepared to go higher, but I like it.
I am currently sitting here in a full-length beaver coat. And, just wearing my beaver. But I do think that knowing the history, a little bit of history of Bulgarian wine, 4000 BC, it's ancient. For a long time, only consumed in the Soviet Union, feeling Siberia. I do think that this is a really beautiful wine. I love the right hook concept, but it didn't punch me in the mouth. I mean, it's a really nice tasting wine. It's a nice steak dinner drinkable wine. Very nice finish. would go and get more Bulgarian wine out of the discount bin at this point. I am really intrigued mostly from your story, Jeremy, about the fact that young men you were spending time with were actually looking at a wine bottle and discovering the vintage and not just like...
I went to a good college.
You, that's
a
lot you of did, Jeremy. Obviously. Went to a private school.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the natty light Keystone kids that I'm familiar with. And so it's this
a There good was story. Some gross beer in this shopping cart as well. It was equal opportunity.
Outstanding. I just, yes, you did. You just did go to a better school than most children that I know. So that's really amazing. Including present company included. I would think I could give this the full four. Is it four? Five? Four?
Five? Are you going five?
You could turn it up.
Is she going to be our first five?
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, it's nice. I like kind of like everything about it. So I'll go.
The Nadia Comaneci kind of rating.
I'm going to go five bells.
First five!
Sure, what's your levels there, Sarah?
Sorry. Hard to contain that excitement.
No.
Yes. Clearly.
Well, in regards to your story, I feel like if they had made a sequel to the movie
Gotcha?
No.
Not really Gotcha with Anthony
the one
Edwards?
To see a dead body movie.
Oh, Stand By Me.
Oh, it just escaped me. I think it's the 14% alcohol kicking in. I feel like if they had made a sequel to Stand By Me, it would have started out the way you described.
At a liquor store.
Yeah.
And then like, you want to see a dead body after you drink some Bulgarian wine?
Full of discount liquor. Mm. I believe this would be a good wine for curling up by the fireplace. Mm. I enjoy cabs. I usually find them a little spicier than this one, but this was easy to drink, enjoyable. I love the fact that it's from Bulgaria. I loved, you know, finding out a little bit more about just the history, the ancient history, plus the more recent political history of wines from this region. But I would have to disagree with Heather, and I'm only going to give it 3.5 on the JB.
Okay.
Brutal.
I really do enjoy cabs, and this one didn't quite measure up to what I was expecting. I probably should give it an extra 0.25. Let's say 3.75.
Because are we going to quarter ratings?
We're going to go to quarter ratings now, because when I think about how much Bulgarian wines must have had to claw their way back after basically just being a, you know,
you're giving them a pity quarter point.
I'm giving them a pity quarter point. No, it's more of a.
I don't think
you go,
I honestly,
and boy, you go,
I
comrade.
I think you may have a little bit of a prejudice for a modern kind of more new world cab that's a lot bigger. To me, this tastes this tastes a bit more French.
Okay, I can.
And
see
it's
that.
Just it's a little lighter, and you would probably have it like ever so slightly chilled.
Okay,
perhaps,
which would be nice during the winter.
But.
Or if I were going to make Van Show during the winter and do a nice mulled wine, this could be a great base for that.
It probably would be good.
That would add some spice to it. But no, I would enjoy this. I would definitely give this as a gift, if for no other reason, because it has a really intriguing label. And the fact that it is a Bulgarian wine, I feel like would be an icebreaker.
You're sticking with 2.75.
No, 3.75.
Are you going 3.75?
3.75. Oh, I wouldn't. No, I would never disrespect the Bulgarian.
Oh, that's a good rating.
Yeah.
That's a good rating.
Yeah. That would be too much. Okay. So I said Right Hook is leathery, bold, and in my opinion, definitely packs a punch. I like its vibrancy and its commitment to pummeling you with flavors of cocoa, spice, and berries.
Agree with the flavor.
I'm giving it 4 JB.
All right.
Okay. Which means that the average rating for this, it's 4.18. This is coming at 4.18
JB,
which is very good.
4.185.
Well, I'm not going that far out. Got to rein it in somewhere. Okay, so, but that's great. I think that might be our highest ranked wine.
I think
wine.
That might be. Yes. I think so.
Mr. Gorbachev knocked down that wall.
Knocked yes. down this bottle.
Okay, kick it, throw a couple back, Mr. Gorbachev. He was a nice guy. Whatever happened to him?
Well, I Did believe he Putin passed kill away. Him? I believe he died.
poisoning or fell out a window. I'm pretty sure one of those two fates.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2024 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed in
or
therein.
Liquor World.
What's that?
Or Liquor World.
Liquor Land.
Oh, Liquor Land.
Liquor.
I don't even know her.
Or
Liquorama.
The tourism board of Bulgaria. You might have thought it was from this.
All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop and with guests. Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for dropping by. These have definitely been our longest episodes with you guys.